Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toth for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simons moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simons scores. Sissel moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Fonseca covering, for the out. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons, who is chasing the ball. Heving reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Miller scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heving scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garland Braxton now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-1 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Whatwood moves to third. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Simons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hebbing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mahaffey bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Hebbing moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jeffries. Tote moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. There goes Tote. He's safe. There goes Simmons. Here's the throw, and he's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller is hit by the pitch. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Sissel moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank McDonald now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Sissel scores. Jeffries moves to third. Tate moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Hank McDonald. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to third. Ike Ekrod pinch hits for Mel Simons. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill scores. One out. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. 2 outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ike Ekrod now playing center field. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Benny Tate. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whatwood strikes out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. McCain moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heving hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-5, White Sox. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ekrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to second. One out. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Ekrod scores. It's 7-to-5, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. John Kerr now playing second base. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-5 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.